This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We talked a lot about the cryptocurrency world in the last hour, and I find myself wondering if Airbnb is into any cryptocurrency. We're going to talk about Airbnb coming up here. They are under attack by regulator types, by government goons in San Francisco and Austin, Texas. We will talk more about that on the way here, but I actually have a Bitcoin-related story that I'd marked in show prep. And since we were talking quite a bit about cryptocurrency in the last hour, by the way, it's Ian and Daryl with you, this is certainly a relevant story for those of you who are subject to the European Union. So this is yet another reason that you'll probably want to leave if you haven't done so yet. I know that Great Britain is still working on that process. It may take as long as a couple of years. Maybe, you know, they're going to try to drag this out as much as they
can. Yeah, the new prime minister is saying that basically she's going to delay it as long as possible.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, the European Commission, according to Joseph Young over at Cointelegraph.com, has submitted their plans to create a central database of digital currency users. The EU quotes the prevention of terrorist financing and money laundering for the reason behind it. The commission stated that virtual currency transfers, including Bitcoin, are not monitored or observed by public authorities within the EU, and thus a regulatory framework for digital currency platforms must be established. Quote, for that purpose, obliged entities need to collect, process, and record personal data, and sometimes to share such data with public authorities or with private entities within the same group. Section of the proposal reads, in relation to providing a regulatory framework for digital currency startups, which will most likely require all EU digital currency startups to collect private and sensitive information of their users, which I'm pretty sure they're doing anyway, because you don't get to get on an exchange without giving up private information. They've already been doing anti-money laundering and know your customer compliance on all of their people that have signed up. So I'm not sure how that changes.
Well, in the U.S., we don't know if they're doing that in the EU.
No, in the EU. They're doing it in Hong Kong as well. I mean, all these currency exchanges that I've seen require personal identifiable information when you sign up.
Probably to comply with U.S. regulations.
I don't know about that. In relation to that, let's see here. The EU Commission stated in Article 65 that a regularly maintained central database of registered virtual currency users must be established by June of 2019. Quote, appropriate proposals, including where appropriate with respect to virtual currencies, empowerments to set up and maintain a central database registering users' identities and wallet addresses accessible to FIU, I'm not sure what that stands for, financial something or other, as well as a self-declaration form for the use of virtual currency users. The EU's Commission's ambitious plan to create a centralized database of decentralized digital currency users presents two core problems: violation of personal data and their disturbingly poor quality of cybersecurity. European government agencies, law enforcement, and nonprofit organizations have been targeted by thousands of public data attacks since 2004. Among those attacks, the number of publicly recorded data breaches is estimated at 229, exposing the vulnerable and outdated IT systems of Europe's government-backed agencies. The European Union and its cybersecurity units, which have long been involved with the darknet and Bitcoin transactions, are proposing to create a central database of personal, private, and sensitive financial records of millions of digital currency users, with the illogical case that digital currency funds most of the terrorist and illegal purchases in the world today. Now, where that claim would possibly be any way backed up by any kind of evidence, I have no idea.
I think the only evidence is there was somebody that supposedly had ties to the Islamic State that had a Bitcoin wallet with, like, you know, might have been $5 million worth of money, which accounted for, I believe it was like 1% of what was claimed to be the assets of...
Of this person?
No, of the group.
Oh, the terror group.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like, oh, somebody there has some Bitcoin, and so therefore all the money is from Bitcoin.
Perhaps.
It's absolutely asinine. And again, you know, hold on, let me go back to the coin market cap to see what the actual market cap is of Bitcoin right now. And it's $10.3 billion. And how much of that, and again, there's, you know, I don't think there's a way to figure out how much of that is being used for nefarious things.
I don't know, but I can tell you this, and the story here points out correctly, it's cash that's the preferred method of buying things illegally and financing terrorism because
right.
cash is untraceable. There's no way to know how much cash is moving from into various different holders.
Right.
But with Bitcoin, it's all completely traceable. The entire
right.
blockchain is public, and if you know somebody's Bitcoin address, you can go and watch and see what they do with that address. You can see
right.
how much they send and how much they receive.
There are ways that you can sort of mask that a little bit.
You
so
can.
Using coin
mixers.
Coin shuffling, stuff of that sort. So you can't necessarily know what the money was spent on or who it was sent to.
Sometimes you can.
If
you're using a mixer, it makes it hard. It makes it much harder to trace it down. But if you're just looking at a regular Bitcoin user's address who's not using a new address for every transaction, because Bitcoin does have some features in it that allow you to have some level of privacy.
Right.
So if you create a new address every time someone wants to send you Bitcoin, then nobody will be able to see all of your transactions.
Right. And there are some of the Bitcoin wallets that by default
will
generate a new address every time you,
right.
you know,
personally,
receive.
I don't care. You know, if you want to go and look at my wallet, go for it.
Right.
It's publicly known.
But again, if you're sending money to saveatpurse.com
right.
because you want to get 20% off something at Amazon, somebody is not going to know who is getting the Bitcoin that you sent.
Actually, they might, Daryl. There's a website called, I think it's Wallet Explorer, and you can click on, you put in a Bitcoin address, and then you can actually look and see anything that's an identifiable to address. So there's certain addresses that Purse is using that they sort of funnel all of their funds into. And
okay,
so,
they'll know that you sent it to Purse, but
right.
it doesn't
they'll
show
know what you bought.
Who it went to on the other end.
True.
It doesn't say what you bought. You know, you could
true.
Have bought some sex toys.
Yeah, that's true. You can look at if it's even if it shows somebody sent something to a dark net market, that doesn't mean you buy something illegal on the dark net market, because there are legal things that are sold on a dark net market.
Yes.
But what I am saying is that I didn't know you could do that, but there is this website, I think it's called Wallet Explorer, that actually when it knows what an address is, it will show it to you what that is. It'll have like the text version of what that thing is. Anyway, you can check that out. Virtual currencies here are based on public or shared ledgers, and they're built to be transparent and decentralized. Well, not all of them. The new Dash currency is, there's an anonymous feature for Dash, so some of the virtual currencies are all about anonymity, from what I understand.
Right, and my understanding is something that's built into Dash by default is every transaction goes through coin mixing. So they'll just, all of the transactions that are set within, you know, like the same you know, few seconds or something get put into the same area and then disperse. So they're all mixed together.
So there you go. Look out if you're in the EU. It is in a planning phase right now. This has not actually gone into full on. This is definitely going to happen. But it looks like certain people within the EU government structure would like to see a centralized database of decentralized money holders, which sounds
crazy.
Yeah,
and just the irony of that.
Yeah.
Don't even, you know, look at the facts that, you know, criminals want to use cash because it's easier. Just look at the irony of creating a centralized database of something that is decentralized.
So you can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Airbnb has been decentralizing the travel industry, and as far as the hotel industry, I guess, more specifically. And hotels are not so happy about it. They have been lobbying the government to regulate Airbnb out of business, and maybe that's what's happening in San Francisco. You've got the story, Daryl. We'll talk about it on the way here. 855-450-FREE. The old ways, the centralized ways, will not be going into the night quietly.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Airbnb under attack in San Francisco. Daryl's got that story. We'll get into it. Also, want to let you know about MyPillow. I've been using it, as have you, Daryl. Two different pillows. We're not sharing the same pillow. Using it for a few months here now, and I'd never even heard of the thing. Apparently, they got a huge advertising campaign, but I don't watch TV, so I'd never seen it before. It shows
up. I saw it at the gym.
They sell them at the gym?
No, there's televisions at the gym.
Oh!
And I saw a commercial on the television when I was at the gym.
You know, a lot of those as seen on TV things, I don't know, not so trustworthy of the as seen on TV. But this thing really works. The MyPillow actually does a great job at holding, sort of basically forming itself to the shape of your body and holding your neck in the proper position. So hopefully, if you have back pain or chronic headaches or neck pain, that might actually be solved by getting the right pillow in your life. And you can try this thing out without any real risk because there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. By the way, you can actually wash the MyPillow in your washer and dry it out in your dryer. Pretty amazing. You can do that with your typical pillow. It's guaranteed for 10 years. And again, you get a 60-day money-back guarantee by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. You'll get two pillows for the price of one or one pillow at half off. It's up to you. Head on over to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. Now, we're going to the phones, but then we'll talk about Airbnb. First up, we've got Charlie. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
This had anything to do with Airbnbs, but I wanted to ask you if you knew anything about the new $100 bill.
The new one?
It was a total shock to me. All right, let me tell you how this happened.
Before you go on, you mean the one that's blue?
It had the blue strap on it.
No, the whole hundred that I've seen is a bluish color.
Let me tell you how this happened. I got a $100 bill cashed back at a grocery store. I cashed it in at a casino in Lava, and actually I didn't think anything of it. I thought, okay, just spilled ink or however. I used to be a printer and didn't pay any attention. But last week I was at a pharmacy getting my medicine, and they had a note on the counter there, and it said we were unable to accept $100 bills unless they had the new blue strap on them. I don't know what that meant, but I had one in my hand, and it was like a half-inch blue stripe on the front of the bill, about two-thirds of the way on the...
Hundreds have been in circulation for about 3 years.
This one
so
actually
it's not
says,
that new.
This one says Series 2009 that I've got in my hand right now, so maybe it's been around for 7 years now. I've only remembered seeing them within the last few years, so I don't know if they held them off for a while.
Well, I just did a search for new $100 bill, and one of the top results is a news story from the Washington Post from 2013.
Yeah, maybe they printed a batch in 2009 and didn't release them until 2013 or something like that.
I'd never seen them, but the thing was, I wouldn't have even known, but they had the little note at the counter that said that they would not take anything but those.
Yeah, it's interesting. They must have very new bill readers that, for whatever reason, aren't backward compatible. Now, when I asked you if the bill was blue, I have to admit, I am somewhat colorblind. Daryl, isn't this bill more blue than it is green?
It's a bluish color, yes.
Yeah. It's there's been a joke, I guess, that it's like Monopoly money. It's so bluish. And it's not a green bill anymore at all. I mean, they used to be called greenbacks. You couldn't possibly call this. I guess the back is more green. There's kind of a green picture on the back.
There's a giant green set of bushes.
So there you go. You found the new $100 bill, Charlie.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share?
Well, if you could, what was your listen line one last time?
Oh, sure. The new listen line for Free Talk Live and about a dozen LRN.FM shows is 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. Thanks, Charlie, for your call tonight.
Dave.
You remember there used to be a $500 bill and a $1,000 bill, Daryl?
I know that those existed. Yeah. I don't think that they've ever been in circulation in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm on the U.S. government website, U.S. Currency Education Program, and apparently these bills, while they were being printed in 2009, did not enter circulation until 2013.
So, yeah, so we were right about that, I guess.
Yes.
Interesting. So, yeah, toll-free number if you want to share your thoughts on the god-awful U.S. money system. The number here is 855-450-FREE. We've got Hamza. He's calling from Utica. Is it pronounced Utica, New York?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about exactly who you guys are. You guys are a podcast, I believe. Right?
No, we're on the radio first and foremost. So we're live on radio stations all across the country in the United States. We've got a podcast, so people can subscribe to our show via an RSS podcast, and that'll automatically deliver every episode of the show to you. We've got a couple satellite channels as well, and a variety of different ways to listen to the show. So, no, we are not first and foremost a podcast. We are a radio show that has a podcast.
All right, I'll keep it clean. And
thanks.
My friend, Demo Freeman, is promoting you on Facebook. So if he's behind
excellent.
You, I'm going to have to give you a shot as well.
Well, thank you for that. Cool. Actually, Demo and I go way back. I was one of the first supporters of Cop Block. Free Talk Live was originally a supporter of Demo when he was doing the Liberty on Tour series. And prior to Liberty on Tour, it was the Motorhome Diary. So we've actually been supporting those guys for a long time. And Demo has been a co-host of this show. He has actually lived in the studio here for a short period of time, living in the room right above where we are.
Yeah, that's slightly different than living in the studio.
Well, I mean, the whole building is the studios, if you will, or the studio, the LRN studio. There's a kitchen here. You can make food there. You're still in the building of the studio. Anyway, so, yeah, love Demo Freeman. Great guy. I miss him. I wish he'd get his butt home to New Hampshire and quit traversing about the country and getting himself arrested so much. If he's going to get arrested, he should get arrested in New Hampshire.
He's awesome.
There you go. Hamza, was there more you wanted to share? Are you a Cop Block? Are you active with Cop Block?
No, but I do watch my surroundings, and I do keep my eye on everybody, including them.
All right,
especially
man.
These days, you know.
Well, welcome aboard to Free Talk Live. It's an open phone show, so anytime you want, you can call in. If there's some sort of issue that's burning at you, you want to get your thoughts out.
You know, yeah, I want to talk about, you know, the cops. You know?
Okay, go.
Yeah, man. You know, what I see right now living in my town, basically, I could just talk about my surroundings, is that we got a lot of them. There's a lot more cops. And you look in the paper, and they're hiring more cops.
Yep, they get federal grants in a lot of cases. The federal government will hand out money to towns like yours to hire more police that otherwise they wouldn't be able to afford. They've done that here in Keene, New Hampshire as well. Keep us in the loop with what goes on there in Utica. Thanks, Hamza, for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support what we're doing, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 a month. That's all. That's not a lot. That's the price of a fancy cup of coffee, a couple slices of pizza. No big deal. But for us, it's a big deal because the more people that we have contributing $5 a month, the more we can do to effectively market Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you and it's worth a few cents a day, then please sign up for the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks. You'll get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, AMP only podcast, the AMP only Facebook group as well. Get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, to the phones and to the fun. We go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Ricky, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, 2 points tonight. I wanted to talk about...
Usually you never get to the second point, so let's just take one.
Oh, no, I'll have it tonight if we don't kill too much time. See, I'm working on a little project. It seems that somebody drew personal attention to me. I call it the Penn live recordings, as in PennLive.com.
And what is PennLive.com? Is that a news website?
It's a PennLive network. The local regional sports for Penn State University. But enough of that. Okay. Now, it'll be a multimedia presentation, and I'll have it by the end of the week. I used to be a video editor. But tonight, I wanted to make one little point and then a challenge for Greg at the end. See, today's kind of special because in 1776, 240 years ago to the day, Benjamin Franklin, as representative of Pennsylvania, was there as a representative to a special convention that was called. And as a result, we have the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania today. And now, if I would, I'd like to put forth my little challenge.
Okay.
That's okay. Okay. Now, Greg has made a lot of points. I'm going to take his advice on this about...
Just to be clear, you're referring to a different caller from Pennsylvania, a radio professional named Greg. Okay. What about it?
Okay. Well, here's the challenge, and this will give me some time to work on my project. The challenge goes like this. Right now there's a debate going on between, and it's been going on for a while, between the NAACP and the NRA. Whose is the oldest civil rights organization? Now...
Neither one. It's actually the National Association for the Deaf. We covered that when you called in previously about this.
Darryl. Now, I will make a point, and this is a challenge for Greg. Now, the NAACP was 1909. Okay, then the NRA was 1872. Now, I will give Greg a hint on this. It's 79 years older than the NRA. And that's the answer, Greg. Here's the point.
Well, didn't Darryl just tell you it was the National Association for the Deaf?
Yeah, well, when was that?
What's the challenge? If that's what the oldest organization is, the oldest civil rights organization is.
Right, because the NRA did not get into promoting any variant of civil rights until, like, the 1930s. The National Association of the Deaf, founded in 1880, has been a civil rights organization since its founding.
Got it.
Right, so this is a bit older now. Here's the challenge to Greg. You know, give me time for my project and a break from Greg. Now, he can take a break from me calling in until he comes up with the answer. And I already gave him a big hint. And if he calls in, I would be very, very impressed that he comes up with that. And then hopefully he will. You know,
Why are you asking him for an answer to a question that we've already answered here? I mean, I'm taking Darryl's word for it that he's looked into this. Darryl's a good researcher.
I have one older, and it's pertinent for today.
Okay, so you're saying Darryl is wrong. Well, no, if he see it, then it wouldn't be a challenge for Greg, right? If he gives the answer away.
Presuming Greg cares
to be challenged by you. I mean, what would make you think?
Well, Greg said he already got inside of my, he's inside of my head. It's kind of hard for him to do that, being that I was already inside of his head before he called your show, Ian.
How do you know you were inside of someone else's head?
Just by his actions, and that's where my problem.
This is a dude who's called the show twice.
Right, and he said he called many times before that, and that was a lie, but that's okay.
I don't know if that was a lie. Maybe he did call before it. I'm sorry. He's called twice recently that I can recall. I don't know if he's called in the past. We get a bunch of people calling, and I don't remember all of it. I mean, look, why play this little game with Greg?
Because he said that he's not dangerous, and I'm going to point out that who he's dangerous to in part two of the Penn Live recordings, which Greg is the star of, I might add.
What? What are you talking about?
I wish that Greg would call in on Skype right now so that we could have these two actually talk to each other.
It will be an audio presentation with cues. I used to be a video editor, I told you. Greg doesn't know that. Greg thinks he knows a lot.
He knows that now.
Okay, so wait a minute. You're making some sort of...
He knows a lot about me, but he doesn't.
You're making an audio presentation for Greg
For everyone to hear. And the NAACP, I think, would be very interested also, Greg.
This is a trivia question. I mean, you're asking you're asking him to tell you who the oldest or what is the oldest civil rights organization in the United States.
If
right?
he can come up with the answer, gentlemen, you will understand. But he will not call in with the answer.
For all you know, he's not even listening to the show, so that may be why he doesn't call. I mean, I don't know how many of these shows he listens to.
Also, I have evidence with my record with this project that he has listened to the show even when he didn't call in.
How in the world would you have evidence of someone else's listening to Free Talk Live?
Maybe Greg and Ricky are roommates.
I'll tell you how, because I threw a red herring out there for him.
Yeah, is he your roommate? Do you know him personally? Do you know Greg?
No, but I know his type. I threw out some bait.
You know his type.
I threw out some bait at one point, and he took
it. I got to say, Ricky, it's been your most understandable call. Now, that's not saying a whole lot about it, but... And at the very least, I do understand what you've asked for this time. Good luck with your challenge.
You know what you said, the fun. This is going to be fun, gentlemen. And it's
well, I don't know about the fun factor on this, but it's,
might be a version of fun.
I try to give information, and people like...
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would rank this as your most fun call, but I wouldn't rank it above a 4. Thank you for the call, Ricky.
This is like House of Mirrors on acid kind of fun.
Would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. It's not necessarily, you know, like, fun. It's an interesting kind of fun.
Well, anyway, you can join us. And
it's like padded room kind of fun.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I guess we should have asked if Ricky had a time limit on this, because... You know, does Greg have to call in within 24 hours with the answer, or could he call next month and let us know, you know, what the answer is? I would hope sooner rather than later, because, you know, we want to keep this little thing fresh.
The suspense is killing me.
Yeah. Hey, Airbnb, we've been sort of teasing this thing, putting it off, want to talk about it. If we get the chance, you can join us, of course, and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Airbnb, I've never actually used it, but I suspect it's similar to like an Uber where you can find people who are offering rooms for rent rather than cars to ride in. And the establishment, like with the Uber and Lyft apps, the establishment is not happy about Airbnb. The people who run hotels who've been paying all kinds of taxes for many years, they don't feel like it's fair, I suspect. That Airbnb exists and that Airbnb is making money and all these other people are making money renting their houses out without paying as much money to the state. So San Francisco appears to be cracking down. We'll tell you about it.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Airbnb under attack in San Francisco. And Daryl, you've got the story. If you want to join us online, you can anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. The whole website, totally free. Go ahead. Let's jump into this. What's the source, by the way?
So this is the Institute for Justice.
Great site. Great organization.
This story, and I don't know why I thought this was about San Francisco. Probably because I had seen a headline that Airbnb was suing the city of San Francisco right about the same time that I saw this.
Oh.
This is still from California, but it's actually out of Santa Monica.
How far away is that?
Santa Monica is a suburb of L.A.
Gotcha.
So, a couple hours.
Okay. Sorry, folks. I didn't know.
Yeah. Nor did I until I actually started reading the article. The man involved here, I'm not going to try pronouncing the last name just because if I slightly mispronounce it, it's a word that might get us kicked off radio. So, I'm going to call him Scott S., has earned the dubious distinction of being the first person convicted under Santa Monica, California's strict laws on short-term rentals. For listing rental properties on Airbnb, Scott was charged with 8 misdemeanor counts of operating a business without a license and failing to comply with citations after he refused to stop renting out his property.
What an outrage. I mean, the idea that having a business is a misdemeanor.
Yes.
8 times.
8 of eight operating counts. A business without a license, and then failing to comply with citations after he was told, you need to stop this, and he did not.
Okay.
He did, however, take a plea deal, agreed to stop renting out properties in Santa Monica, and pay $3,500 in fines, and be placed on probation for 2 years. To investigate, officials booked one of his properties for $1,200 for 4 nights.
Last year, San Francisco. Oh, wait, no, not San Francisco.
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. I suspect it's expensive to live there, too.
Expensive to live there. It's right on the beach.
Okay.
It's beach community. Last year, the Santa Monica City Council unanimously voted to ban renting out an entire residence for less than 30 days.
Wow.
A city report estimated the ban would outlaw 1,400 rental units, or about 80% of the city's short-term rentals.
Outrageous. I mean, this is total protectionism for the hotel industry.
Yes.
Because if you can't legally rent out, you know, open homes or whatever, then those people are going to have to go to the hotels. They're going to have to pay more.
Yes. It does sound as though, based on this, where they only outlawed renting an entire residence for less than 30 days, you might still be able to rent a room for less than 30 days currently. But again, the city estimated would outlaw 80% of the short-term rentals in the city. Today, Santa Monica even has two code enforcement officers and a vacation rental enforcement task force dedicated to enforcing their ordinance. Steve S.
Sting operations. The ongoing sting operation.
Rented out properties for 4 years and runs a website to help host Airbnb like a pro. He says, I was probably targeted by Santa Monica because I was out there talking about my rentals. He told the LA Times, the city came after me to make me their little poster child and be able to promote me as their first victory.
That's what happens when you stick your head up.
It's pretty silly.
Stick your head up above the radar, get a little bit of attention for what you're doing, and if you're not paying the state, they're going to come after you.
And he now plans to move to Denver, which recently began a license program for short-term rentals. Across the country, Airbnb has been in the crosshairs of bureaucratic busybodies. In New York City, Nigel Warren was fined $30,000 for operating an illegal hotel. Fortunately for him, those fines were later reduced and ultimately reversed.
What happened to the Airbnb legislation here in New Hampshire? Did it pass, you know, offhand? Because I know they were...
I believe they turned it into a study committee.
Okay, that's good. I mean, it'll be dragged out a little bit. I know they did pass the Uber thing, and Christopher David from Arcade City has said that it's the best of the state's Uber laws, but it does...
Transportation network company. So it's not regulated like a taxi because it's not a taxi. It's regulated like something completely different, but the problem is it's still being regulated.
Yeah, that is a problem. I guess the positive side is it means that the regulations are at the very least uniform across all of New Hampshire instead of a patchwork of different regulated structures in each town. So that's the benefit of it, but it is still regulation. A better proposal would be to abolish all transportation regulations across all of New Hampshire.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we're going to need more activists to move here before that can be possible.
Yes. And we need more lobbyists
to
wind up going to lobby. And, well, I'm doing that.
You are the Liberty lobbyist. You can go to libertylobby.xyz and contribute. You're doing a fundraiser trying to raise $5,000 a year, was it?
$5,000 a year.
And you're already at, what, 13% last I heard?
The monthly pledges currently make up about 13% of the goal.
Sweet. Yeah, the monthly pledges are definitely where it's at. Is there more to this story? Because I do have the San Francisco story.
There's a little bit more here where IJ gives some not-so-good news and then some good news. Earlier this year, Virginia attempted to liberalize short-term rentals, but faced lobbying by the Virginia Restaurant, Lodging, and Travel Association. And in May, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed a bill that bans local governments from banning short-term rentals.
Excellent. Which state was that?
Arizona.
All right. So, San Francisco. I actually have a San Francisco story here. This one from FoxNews.com. San Francisco wants people who rent out their homes through Airbnb to follow some rules, and it wants the platforms to advertise only those rule-abiding listings or face steep fines. That means Airbnb and others must stick to advertising San Francisco hosts who have registered with the city and haven't exceeded the number of nights that they're allowed to rent. The penalty? Platforms can be fined up to $1,000 a day per violation. Now, Airbnb is suing its hometown, arguing that it's not responsible for making sure hosts follow the city rules. And how could they be? They don't know what the hell's going on in all these houses out there.
Right.
The San Francisco, the place that birthed some of the world's most innovative startups, is undermining a bedrock principle that allowed those companies to flourish in the first place. In the federal lawsuit filed last month, Airbnb states San Francisco's ordinance violates a federal law that has long shielded websites such as Facebook and YouTube from responsibility for information posted by its users. In this case, it's the legality of vacation listings.
Right, but that, you know, protection, if you will, was basically thrown out the window when Ross Ulbricht was convicted and sentenced to two life sentences plus 40 years.
Well, the argument with Ross Ulbricht, you're talking about the Silk Road, the underground drug market website. The argument there is that Ross couldn't have not, that he couldn't have been unaware that drugs were being sold through that website. It was a major category on the site. It was the main purpose, if you will, of the Silk Road. Whereas Airbnb could, you know, they can argue, hey, we don't know what's going on in these people's homes. We don't know what their agreements are or whatever.
Right, but the point is still,
do they clean the toilet? They don't know.
Right. Yeah. Somebody might do something that violates an ordinance somewhere.
Yeah.
That there might be an ordinance somewhere that, you know, you have to scrub your toilet three times a day. Probably not being enforced. But we do know, because we've read stories about this all the time, where people have been cited for having certain vegetation in the front yard. Like, you're not allowed to have a garden that is viewable from the street. So would that be reason to shut somebody down from renting on Airbnb because they're violating a city ordinance?
A local ordinance, yeah. And does Airbnb have to know every city ordinance in every city in which there's someone offering a home or a room for rent? I mean, it's a ridiculous level of compliance that would be required in that particular case. All of their, you know, money would be exhausted in paying for attorneys trying to figure out the patchwork of regulation.
Right.
It's crazy.
You had said that you've never used Airbnb.
I've
never actually used the service. I tried to.
Oh, okay.
And the way it works, it's not quite like Uber. So with Uber, you put in, I want a ride, and then almost instantly, here's your ride.
You got to plan in advance.
With Airbnb, well, not only do you plan in advance of, I want to stay in this town on this day,
right.
You select which place, and then you have to basically ask the person, do you have openings on this day? And then they have like 72 hours to respond saying yes or no.
I see.
So it's a little more arduous.
Well, the good news is, rumor has it, Arcade City might end up getting in the realm of the Airbnb here. So decentralizing it even further. If you want to learn more about Arcade City, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.